That's right. Hey, we are here at Shark Facets Gallery. It is Thursday afternoon, a beautiful afternoon, I might add. You'll be out this afternoon. You should be uptown at 5:30 today for Flag Day ceremonies. And then don't forget, it is Live After 5, where we're going to be having Brandon Giles here for Live After 5 during the Festival of Flowers. That starts at 5:30. But right now, we're going to be talking about an event coming up on Saturday. This is a biggie, folks, and raises a lot of money. I think last year they raised over $8,000. What am I talking about? Well, I am talking about the 5th annual Sheriff's Benefit Motorcycle Ride. Yes, that's right. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be out there at Performance Cycle. And we have investigator with the Sheriff's Office, John Long, with us. How you doing today, John?
I'm doing great, Ann.
And, God, it's good to have you here. This has been 5 years now. You've been involved in all of them. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And this started when Sheriff Tony Davis came along, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It sure did.
So Tony decided that this would be a good thing. Now, of course, you are raising money for some charities here.
Yes, ma'am. This year we're raising money for Hospice Care of South Carolina and also the Children's Miracle Network.
And, of course, the Children's Miracle Network has a special semblance, doesn't it, for y'all?
Yes, ma'am. It sure does. We had a deputy a couple years ago that had to use both services with one of his children.
And that was?
Lieutenant Dale Kittles.
And his daughter's name, it was?
Lauren.
Lauren Kittles.
Yes, ma'am.
And she sure was a courageous young lady, wasn't she?
She sure was.
So that was great to be able to pick out some nonprofits that could definitely use the help. Now, as far as what is happening, can you tell us what is going to be happening on Saturday?
Well, Saturday registration is going to start at 9 a.m., and we're going to have registration for an hour. Then we'll have a bike run that bikes go out and come back in. Then after.
Do you know the route? Is it a long one? Is it arduous? Is it hard? I mean, can you keep
hard.
Up with this? Oh, okay. Well, we don't exactly know what the route is, I guess, here.
I thought they sent it to you, but we'll get that here shortly.
Okay.
The route, I think, is going up Highway 34 up towards 96 and to Ware Shoals. Back down to Performance Cycles, but we'll have to clarify that for you. You know, we're getting our last-minute details in order.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great. Now, I tell you what, let's just check out the weather and see what the weather is right now and what it's supposed to be for Saturday. Let's see, right now, 82 degrees and sunny skies out there. Looks like we are looking at, for tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, low of 63. Tomorrow, it'll be mainly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. And then tomorrow night, low of around 60. How about Saturday? What are we looking at for the weather on Saturday? Mostly sunny skies. Sounds like perfect bike riding weather. High of 82, low of 60. Is that good weather for bike riding?
It sure is.
Yeah. I tell you what, you're going to want to know all about this. We want you to know about it. We want you to come out and be part of this. Now, it's only a $20 entry fee for this ride. Isn't that terrific?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
And what will? And you've also collected a whole lot of prizes, I understand.
We have a lot of prizes right now. We have 75 to 100 door prizes, and prizes are coming in every day. So if somebody would want to donate, they can give us a call, and we'll send a representative by to pick up some prizes.
Absolutely. I mean, and the sheriff's office can do that very easily, can't they?
Yes, ma'am. All they need to do is call us, and we'll do the rest. We'll send somebody out.
What number should they call?
They can call 943-8046.
Okay.
Or they can call Lieutenant Jeff Graham at 554-4678.
That's right. So if you would like to donate to this great organization that does so much, you know, I understand back in the day you used to have several different events that you did during the year, and, of course, now you have consolidated everything into one event. You know, I guess this gives you a lot more pow for one event.
Well, that's kind of what we do when we do a fundraiser. You know, we we understand the economy's bad and everybody's getting beat up right now. And we try just to ask people, you know, businesses one time a year to donate to a good cause. And that way we don't have to go out all year long and ask them for donations. We try to just ask one time a year where we don't have to bother them all year.
Sure. Now, of course, this is that performance cycle. It certainly is a great place to have it. You'll have a, if I remember from last year, you had a trailer bed with all the stuff on it. You get there between 9 and 10. Everybody has a good time. You got some great T-shirts this year, too.
Yes, ma'am. We have T-shirts this year. Everybody always likes our T-shirts. We have a good design on them, and they have all of our sponsors on the back of it. And there's also some activities out there for kids, and I think this year we're having hot dogs and a couple different items out there.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss out on this event. I may Saturday morning I'm going to be doing my trash to treasures along a country road. I may just run over there first thing in the morning and see how things are going.
That sounds good. We need all the support we can get.
Absolutely. So this, of course, will benefit the Children's Miracle Network and Hospice Care of South Carolina. Such great organizations. They always need the help. And, of course, if you love to ride, you know, people, what is it, this attraction? Do you ride?
I do ride. I have a Harley.
Oh, we have a Harley man here. Okay. Well, what is this attraction about riding here?
It's just, you know, for me, it's relaxing. You know, for one thing, when you're on a Harley, you can't hear your cell phone, so you can kind of get away.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to turn it off, are you?
No.
But if you miss that call, oh, well,
that's right?
Right. All right. Now, I just want to ask you a question. You're probably not going to like this question. Do you wear a helmet?
I don't wear a helmet, but I should.
Absolutely. I do not understand. Just for a conversation here, I do not understand why we have to wear seatbelts, but you guys don't have to wear helmets. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, to put it in perspective, more than likely, I mean, here lately we've seen some miracles, but if a motor vehicle is going to hit a motorcycle, more than likely it's going to be tragic. So I don't know, you know, my perspective is I should wear it.
Yes.
And I probably will wear it now that I have two kids, but is it going to help you? I don't know. Who knows?
Well, would it protect your head from being bounced on that pavement?
Well, in a way, yeah.
So, non-helmet wearers hate to have this conversation.
Oh, yeah. More than likely, before long, South Carolina will be like Georgia, and they're going to make you wear it. So.
Yeah, doesn't North Carolina, don't you have to wear them in North Carolina?
I think it is North Carolina and Georgia. But you, in South Carolina, it's optional unless you're under 21, but
but after you turn 21, it's okay to kill yourself. Is that right?
I guess.
Okay. Well, I definitely think they ought to have to wear helmets. Gosh, we wear helmets for bicycles now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day growing up, you never even thought about wearing a helmet. But, yeah.
The older you get, the wiser you get. More older people wear helmets. Young people don't. But, you know, we should.
Just part of it.
Just part of the game, I guess.
All right. Now, I understand you're a new dad here, so let's go ahead and put a kudos out to you. You just, how old is your new baby?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
And her name is?
Aubrey Grace.
Aubrey Grace. What a pretty name.
Yep.
Very pretty name.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. That means you qualify for twice as much Happy Father's Day here coming up on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. So, this is going to be an excellent opportunity for only $20. I think the grand prize we heard was a grill. Is that right? Maybe
yes,
a big
ma'am.
Grill.
So it's usually a nice one, too.
Really nice grill. And then, of course, I heard something about a diamond ring might be in there. And there's some other great donations here. I happen to know about a big silver necklace that was donated. And, of course, you also, with one of your sponsors, is Skateaway. And you help run Skateaway, right?
Yes, ma'am. Me and my best friends been running it for 10 years. It's a family business, and we always sponsor whatever event the sheriff's office does.
So how is business out there at Skateaway? I'll let you give a free plug right here for Skateaway.
Doing great. Bring your kids out. Have fun.
It is great, and it's also a good place to have a birthday party. Don't you do parties and this type of thing?
Yes, ma'am. We have great parties. We've recently added bounce houses, so when it's hot outside, it's always cool inside. So come out and have your party.
Have a party out there at Skateaway. Now, if somebody's listening, what is the telephone number? I'll go all out on this, John, and let you say, what's the telephone number over there at Skateaway?
223-3114.
There you go. So 223-3114. If you'd like to check out Skateaway. Now, do y'all have a website?
Yes, ma'am, we do, www.skateawayusa.com.
Okay, check out their website, too, for more information. But we are actually here to talk about the 5th Annual Sheriff's Benefit Motorcycle Ride. That's coming up this Saturday, out by 9. Let's see, register by 9, last bike out at 10:30, last bike in at 1 o'clock. Now, that's a quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is a fairly short ride. But most people like to go ahead and complete the ride, and then they have the rest of the day to do, whatever they need to do. So that's why we don't string it out along
we don't drag
the
it
whole
out.
Day.
Yeah, and also that would be the cooler part of the day to be in there early and then finished up early.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Only $20 for this activity. So if you want to go out and have a good time, you definitely need to be at the 5th Annual Sheriff's Benefit Motorcycle Ride on Saturday, starting and ending at Performance Cycle. Now, the Greenwood Motorcycle, they're one of the sponsors out there, right?
Yes, ma'am. They've always been a big help to the sheriff's office and always big sponsors. They are sponsoring this year, and they have a big turnout and a lot of following, so I expect a big crowd from them.
Now, how many people do you expect? Now, you don't have to pre-register, but what kind of has been the number that you look for?
In years past, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we expect around 200. We hope to have 250. We're just trying to raise as much money as we can to give to our charities.
Absolutely. So 200 to 250, that would be terrific. And that's a great opportunity to win some of these great door prizes then, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So you can't lose. Come out Performance Cycle on Saturday morning. You know, that's actually almost diagonally up the street right next to Migs. And, of course, you'll be able to go into Performance Cycle and check out all the bikes and everything. I kind of like the spider myself.
The three-wheel thing.
Three-wheel yeah. spider, yes. I kind of like that one. I think that looks kind of cool.
We'll see if they can find you a pink helmet over there.
Okay, a pink helmet. All right, well, listen, these are the things that are going on this Saturday. You want to get out there and have a good time. They'll have lots of good food over there. They'll have activities for the kids. Are you going to have a bouncy house out there?
We usually do have a bouncy house. One of our sponsors is Spacewalk, and mm-hmm. they do bouncy houses for birthday parties. And they usually bring out some bounce houses.
So this will be an opportunity to have some fun with the kids. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Right, we're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. It is Flag Day today, and what a great day to be talking about the 5th Annual Sheriff's Benefit Motorcycle Ride on Saturday. You know, without our law enforcement, where would we be at? And it's good to see law enforcement giving back to the community by doing something like raising money for Hospice Care of South Carolina and the Children's Miracle Network. So, just since I have you here, Investigator John Long, how is crime right here in Greenwood? Yeah, are they keeping you busy, or you got a lot of free time?
Well, I don't want to say that they're killing us, but we stay pretty busy at the sheriff's office. You know, we have I think we have 76 full-time deputies, and they all stay busy. They're a good group of dedicated guys.
Absolutely, and you know, I imagine that, we see in the paper all the activity, whether it's drugs or domestic abuse or all these different things going on. So I know you're kept busy with handling those cases and trying to get all the information.
Well, people usually don't call us unless they have a problem. So we're always showing up when somebody's got a problem.
Absolutely.
So
that's good. Now, how long have you been with the sheriff's office?
I've been there since 2003, 9 years.
9 years.
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
And I guess you used to work. You didn't always work. What did you do? You went to Emerald High School. You graduated from Emerald.
Yes, ma'am. And I worked at M&M Jewelry in high school. And when I graduated high school, I was 18. And you can't start in law enforcement until you're 21. So I worked there until I was 21.
Now, have you always wanted to be in law enforcement?
I've always had a passion to be in law enforcement.
Why? Just out of curiosity. Did you like playing cops and robbers? Or?
No, when I was in high school, I had a bunch of guys that I knew that I always, watched what they were doing and how much fun they were having and going out helping people. And I would ride with them. I wasn't old enough to be a deputy yet, but mm-hmm. I would ride with them, and it was just very exciting. And it's just like a firefighter. If they like going into a blazing house, some guys like going when people call and need help.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's pretty neat. Now, what does your wife do?
My wife works at Piedmont Health Group.
Oh, very good, very good. So, but she's out, I guess, on maternity leave right now.
She sure is, yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that baby keeping you up?
I got a good wife. I'm glad that she's getting up during the night. I kind of get to sleep because I have to come to work.
Good to put it out there. Good to put it out
yeah.
there. So kudos. And what's your wife's name?
Her name's Amanda.
Amanda. Kudos to you, Amanda. There you go. Thank you very much, and congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the sponsors that have come on board, and I know they have probably donated some good stuff to give away. So let's talk about some of those.
Well, our major sponsors, we have Hunter's Headquarters, Performance Cycles, Emerald Ink and Stitches, and Greenwood Army Navy. Those four sponsors give us $1,000 or more.
Wow.
So those are our major sponsors for this year's event.
Well, kudos. We need to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you've got major sponsors. And then, of course, you have some smaller sponsors out there that still help out and still make it a good thing. Lakeland's Hardware, we've already talked about Skateaway here. And who else is on there for the sponsorship there, John?
We have Movies and More. We have Miss Greater Hartfield Teen, Madison Owens.
We have daughter of Sandy Owens. We might as well just say that. Yeah. How you doing today, Sandy?
We have Pepsi of Greenwood, or PepsiCo, Las Cascadas in 96, Spacewalk, Sundown Cycles, the Tiki Hut, Rush's Heating and Cooling, Benjamin Moore Paint, Movies and More, 96, or Wear Shoals.
That's right. So all of these people have come on. Come on out. Registration 9 to 10. It's going to be a beautiful day for a bike ride. It is at Performance Cycle. And at Performance Cycle, which, of course, is at 1405 Bypass 72 Northeast. And $20 entry fee per person. That's all it takes. Grand prize, I understand, is a big, beautiful grill. And if you would like to get involved, how about give Lieutenant Jeff Graham a call, 554-4678. Now, before we hear the news, John, we did want to tell people what the route was going to be on this.
The route for this year is going to be we're going to leave Performance Cycles. We're going to go to MIGS in 96. Then from MIGS and I-6, we'll go to Stop a Minute and Wear Shoals. And then we'll go to the Food Line on 25 South, and then we'll make a big circle back to Performance Cycles.
So look out. They're going to be out there in mass. I saw them take off last year. It's quite impressive when they all take off, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, John Long, it certainly is nice that you came out here today. We will continue to talk about this so that y'all get some good PR on this, and hopefully you'll have a huge turnout on Saturday. That's this Saturday, June 16th. Anything else that you'd like to add there, John?
Only if you want to donate and help us out, to give one of us a call, and we'll do what we
okay,
can.
Okay, give a quick telephone number there, John.
Lieutenant Jeff Graham, 554-4678, or you can call our office at 943-8046.
Absolutely. So that's 943-8046 or Lieutenant Jeff Graham, 554-4678. Hey, it's about time for South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. I'll be back. John, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for inviting me.
All righty. We'll be back.